Hello. Welcome to the weekly devotional reading from Practical Christianity Foundation. You may subscribe at our website, pcfbooks.com, to receive the weekly devotional reading at your inbox every Sunday morning. Here is this week's devotional reading.
This week's devotional reading is from the Gospel of Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45. This is the season of our Savior's birth, the record of his first coming, the beginning of the fulfillment of the promise of redemption. It is a familiar story. We know the main events and recall major occurrences, but at times we miss significant details which seem less momentous, but very important. Here is a passage from Luke's record in which we observe the power of God's moving touch at work, stirring love and worship in the hearts of those who are content with God's will. Luke 1, 39 through 45. This is the word of God. May the Spirit of truth give us wisdom and insight to receive what has been conveyed through his word by his inspiration. Verses 39 through 45. Now at this time Mary arose and went in a hurry to the hill country to a city in Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she cried out with a loud voice and said,
"Blessed among women are you, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord."
Soon after the angel Gabriel left her, Mary went to the hill country in Judea to visit her relative Elizabeth. Understandably, Mary would have been curious about Elizabeth's pregnancy in her senior years. Perhaps she wanted to confirm Gabriel's word concerning Elizabeth and also to tell her about her own unusual encounter with the same angel, Gabriel. Mary undertook a long journey away from home to be with her relative Elizabeth, to ponder all that was taking place with their lives and to understand what it all meant. As soon as she arrived at Elizabeth's home, Mary saluted her senior relative with reverence and humble demeanor, in keeping with the customs of the time and of the region. Most likely, Jesus was miraculously and divinely conceived immediately upon Gabriel's departure, or shortly thereafter. So by the time Mary arrived at Elizabeth's home, she was, in all probabilities, carrying the holy child in her virgin womb. Elizabeth was ecstatic at Mary's arrival and answered her salutations with excitement. Her response was different from any common expression used when greetings are exchanged. Because the Holy Spirit had come upon her, Elizabeth's response was more of a prophetic proclamation than answering a common greeting. There is no record that Elizabeth had prior knowledge about Mary's pregnancy. However, Elizabeth spoke of the child in Mary's virgin womb as if she knew. But she did, didn't she? It was revealed to her. She addressed them both the Blessed Mother and Child. Elizabeth's words were not her own. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit, who filled her as soon as Mary's salutations echoed throughout the home. This was a divine appointment. Jesus, the newly conceived child, inspired an occasion of great joy between two ordinary women serving God's glorious purpose. Elizabeth felt honored and blessed because Mary visited her as the servant of God. This was not just Mary, the little girl she knew all her life. Elizabeth knew that the baby in her own womb was the forerunner of the one Mary carried. Elizabeth acknowledged that the unborn child in Mary's virgin womb was her Lord. He was indeed the Lamb of God who came to seek and save the lost, the eternal Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. The uncommon behavior of the baby in her womb gave Elizabeth a reason for joy. She told Mary that as soon as her voice echoed in her ears, the baby in her own womb literally jumped for joy. Elizabeth realized that our unborn baby was actually worshiping his master in Mary's virgin womb. Elizabeth commended Mary for believing God's word delivered to her by the mouth of the angel Gabriel. She assured Mary that God is faithful. Elizabeth spoke from experience. She knew God had disciplined her husband for doubting the words of God's messenger. She also knew that everything the angel said to him had actually come to pass. She was already 6 months pregnant. Elizabeth believed God's promise and lived to see its fulfillment in her own life. A real confirmation of a real experience in the life of a real individual. Mary was encouraged by the testimony of her relative Elizabeth, even though she had already believed God without fully comprehending the truth that God revealed to her. Mary had already accepted God's will and plan for her life. She did not require any proof, even though nothing was clear to her. She accepted Gabriel's word by faith and acknowledged God's sovereignty with a submissive attitude, even though she did not understand how Gabriel's words could be possible. She could have simply stayed home quietly, waiting for the fulfillment of the words of the angel Gabriel. She could have remained silent, staring into her future, pondering what the next moment might bring. But no, nothing could hold her back. She was filled with the joy of the Lord and could not stay put. She went to Elizabeth's home to commune with her in person and to celebrate the favor of the Lord that had rested upon both women. Both Mary and Elizabeth could not and did not hide the Lord's testimony in their lives. When Christians assemble in large groups or small, the joy of the Lord should be evident in everything we do and say. That joy should permeate the atmosphere of the whole assembly and the heart of every individual gathered to worship. A heart captured by the Holy Spirit is a life filled by the Spirit of God. A life filled by the Holy Spirit will bear the fruit of the Spirit, such as love and joy, leading the believer in a lifelong experience of worship. The Spirit who transformed Mary and Elizabeth is also the Lord of the temple in our redeemed hearts.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know?